Track. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. President Biden is overseas talking about global climate goals.
President Biden says his administration is changing the paradigm for climate change funding and on target to hit emissions reduction goals by 2030.
The United States government is putting our money where our mouth is to strengthen accountability for climate risk and resilience.
Speaking at the COP27 climate conference in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, the president highlighted green energy investments included in the Inflation Reduction Act and pledged additional U.S. funding to help developing economies make climate investments. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President now on his way to Cambodia for a meeting with Southeast Asian leaders in the G20 meeting in Bali. Votes in Nevada still being tallied as control of the Senate is yet to be determined.
Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto is slightly behind GOP Senate candidate Adam Laxalt in the race. Officials in Clark County, home to Las Vegas, say they have about 50,000 ballots left to count.
15,900 ballots are currently in tabulation behind us here. There are 34,130 currently being worked on by the counting board.
Joe Gloria is the Clark County Registrar of Voters. Tomorrow is the deadline to accept any mail-in ballots that were postmarked by Election Day.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, a commemoration today at Arlington National Cemetery marking Veterans Day.
Because you put on the cloth of our nation, America is safer and stronger. That is the lasting legacy of your service.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin today also marks the 40th anniversary of the dedication of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Wall Street more gains today after yesterday's big rally. The Dow gained 32. The Nasdaq added 209. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Colorado legalizes a psychedelic drug for adults.
Colorado was the first state to officially allow manufacturing, sales, stores, and purchasing of marijuana for adult recreational use. Now voters have passed a measure that allows adults to use psychedelic mushrooms. The initiative also created so-called healing centers where people can go use the drug under supervision. While shrooms are still considered a Schedule I drug under federal law, the FDA has approved trials to study the effects of psychedelics on PTSD and major depression. Currently, Oregon is the only state that has decriminalized possession of small amounts of drugs, including cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked New York from issuing recreational marijuana dispensary licenses in Brooklyn and parts of upstate New York, while a legal challenge to the state's selection process is being considered. The fate of a once-respected crypto exchange is now being decided by the courts.
FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange, is reorganizing in bankruptcy court. FTX had agreed to sell itself to another exchange, Binance, though the deal fell apart after Binance reviewed FTX's finances. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that FTX lent customers money for trading to one of its units, Alameda Research, which then made risky investments. It was hit by a of withdrawal requests and was scrambling to cover a shortfall of $8 billion. CEO Sam Bankman-Fried has stepped down. He and FTX are under investigation by the Justice Department and the SEC. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The actor known to a generation as the voice of Batman has died. Kevin Conroy was the voice of Batman for the Batman animated series that ran from 1992 to 1996. Series producer Warner Brothers says Conroy died after a battle with cancer. He was 66. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.